This is Elvis Iverson Podcast, and I'm Elvis Iverson, and our website is ElvisIverson.com, and our ministry is Supplication National Ministries. Please visit our website and enjoy the Feast of Word and Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're doing a whole entire teaching series on the Thesis of the Third Reformation. The first part one was the introduction of the Thesis of the Third Reformation. Part two, amen, hallelujah. Part three, and all this is part four, and part five will be the visions of the Third Reformation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If you want more teachings on this, you can visit ElvisIverson.com, ElvisIversonWordPress.com, ElvisIversonPoorBoards.com. Go to YouTube. We got two channels on YouTube, Elvis Iverson and Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. Praise God. Also, we have Reformation teachings on Elvis Iverson podcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, we have another channel called Apostolic Conference. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get connected. Hallelujah. Visit ElvisIverson.com. Click on S-Time Torch and get connected. Amen. Hallelujah. And pray about becoming a partner of this ministry, because we're sowing a lot. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God. And those who sow into you spiritual things, we shall reap of material things. Hallelujah. Okay, well, we've been talking about 35 theses of the Third Reformation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we got five more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The prayer ministry, I mean, thesis 30 is really emphasizing prayer ministry, and we have really seen such emphasis in prayer. And it's like a prayer lifestyle. Prayer has become a lifestyle. It has morphed in, you know, we have a prayer center like IHOP. There's Omaha Prayer Center. There's prayer centers in 200,000 prayer centers now. That's 24/7 day prayer center all over the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. And it all started with Paul Young Yi Cho in Prayer Mountain in Seoul, Korea. Wow. In 1973. So we live in a real crucial time. Hallelujah. Amen. So you need to develop your personal life, and we need to learn how to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. It's really important. Hallelujah. You know, I remember the Lord started moving upon my life and calling me to a life of prayer and the lifestyle of prayer. Hallelujah. And I started praying for 15 minutes, and I started praying an hour. Now I pray 8 hours a day, Monday to Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just a river that flows out of me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we have lots of teachings on prayer ministry, on prayer. Amen. And so it's really an inference. And see, this is also bringing me that we live in a crucial generation. You're not just in this generation so we can all be raptured out of here. And God ain't restoring all this stuff so that the Antichrist can come on and there'll be this great apostate and everything falls away and all that, you know. And no, God's building momentum. Hallelujah. God's building restoration. God has a plan, and that's why we need to renew our mind and get into vision of victorious dominion eschatology, Iverson eschatology, amen. Christ supremacy worldview, hallelujah. So that we are not going in the wrong direction, hallelujah, when it comes to what God is really doing in our time. In 1973, Prayer Mountain opens up. Amen. Hallelujah. First 24/7 day prayer meeting. Then we, in 1980s, we have like the councils of prayer. And then at the end, we Larry Lee begins to come forth and release, could he not tarry 1 hour in prayer? And then we see Peter Wagner comes forth, hallelujah, teaching on prayer, really, really moved it forward. And then with the internet that comes forth, people really start praying a lot more. And then we had the world president come forth and IHOP come forth. IHOP came forth. And now there is 200,000 persons all over the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this is a sign that we live in a crucial day. You know, I remember I went to this lady named Mary Wolf at League of Prayer. And I went to her headquarters, and we were praying, and we were having lunch. This is a big table, and she's up there, and they got big wigs next to her. And I'm way down talking about the prophetic, how to get in the prophetic in your church, with a couple ladies, and all of a sudden she looked at me and said, "You there, come over and sit right next to me." And they moved some of the big wigs down, and then the rest of the town was all about me. All about me. They wanted to know about my prayer life. It says, "There's such a glow over you. Only those who pray a lot have that glow." And I started talking about my prayer life and how God called me to prayer. And she gave me some books, and she told me I'm like Robert Evans and all. And I really believe that I'm a revivalist. And I've been in revival since 1989. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1989. And also, along with this, in Thesis 31 is such an emphasis in worship ministry. Such an emphasis in worship ministry. Hallelujah. Such an emphasis in worship ministry. You know, we got harp and bowl prayer and really has come forth and excelled. Verse 32, we see deliverance ministry and spirit warfare really come forth in a new way and new dimension. Hallelujah. And verse 33, we see the revelation of the kingdom of God. The revelation of the kingdom of God being established. This is really important. This goes along with visionary, victorious, dominion, eschatology, Iverson, eschatology, Christ's supremacy. And you know, everyone looks for a future kingdom. Yes, there's a future kingdom. But the thing is, Jesus Christ, when he ascended and sat down on the right hand, thus began the kingdom of God on earth, and it's coming through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we come into the time of the mature church, the golden age of the church. This is a time that begin coming of the fullness of the kingdom of God. And we begin to come in those waves, and the waves of the fullness of the kings of the kingdom. And then when Jesus comes back, is the fullness and climax of the kingdom of God. But the increase of the kingdom of God, there is no end. The increase of the peace of the kingdom, that is no end. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And see, the thing is, if you look in Ephesians, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2, it talks about the distribution of the grace of God. Well, in verse 21, it talks about the age without not end. The age of grace does not end. Amen. The new covenant, the age of the church does not end. And the new covenant is eternal, hallelujah. And the increase of the kingdom of God, there is no end. The increase of the peace of God, no end. But Jesus Christ shall return. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thesis 34 is women in ministry. Women in ministry. That is really important. Amen. Women in ministry. It's coming forward. Fully they're being set free, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe women should be in ministry. Amen. Women, you know, I think gender does not hinder you from ministry, but adds to your ministry. You know, I think there should be more women pastors than there should be. You know, because women are more mothering and they can sympathetic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, certain giftings are more enhanced. I mean, hallelujah. You know, like men, apostles, but they also can be women apostles because they know how to mother people. I mean, certain giftings, hallelujah. So it just adds to it, increases it. And then the church in the workplace. See, God, thesis 35, this is the last thesis, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. And I'm going to talk about part five is the vision of the Third Reformation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, we need, see, the nuclear church needs to be reformed. And we need to establish the church in the workplace. And we need to establish this bridge between the church and the workplace. And that's the church, the marketplace church. And the waves of what will begin to come in, it's not just one, but it continues. It's waves and rivers. Waves come, but also rivers as continuous. But then the blessings will flow out to the world. So that is coming to being. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. And this goes along with the kings of the kingdom. Hallelujah. But I want to pray this reformational prayer right now as I close. Amen. Father, we pray for personal reformation to come to all believers in Christ. We pray for the feasts of the third remission to be established in the church. We pray for corporate remission to come to the church in every nation. We pray for the new apostolic wineskins to be established in every nation. And we pray, fill them and let them overflow with new apostolic wines. We pray for personal revival to come to all believers in Christ. And we pray for corporate revivals to come to the church in every nation. And we pray for all believers and the church in every nation to be established in the grace measures. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Elvis Iverson Podcast. And our website is elvisiverson.com. Please visit our website, get connected, and enjoy the Feast of Word and Spirit.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.